It's 1 o'clock, and a 17-year-old girl named Irene is sitting beside me in an exam room. Irene is wearing a teal crewneck sweater and cerise corduroys. Her brunette hair calmly rests just below her shoulders. She sits with impeccable posture, back straight, hands on her thighs, face calm and expressionless, staring at the wall in front of us. Irene's mother brought her to the hospital because she was having a psychosis episode. Since we just met, it's not yet clear whether Irene is psychotic, but as the admitting physician, it's my job to find out. To do this, we'll discuss her clinical history and perform a mental status exam. The mental status exam is a bedrock tool of a psychiatric assessment. It includes my observations of Irene's body language, speech, and expression, in combination with her answers to specific questions about symptoms, what I see and hear, paired with Irene's self-report. Irene and I walk into an adjoining room to speak privately. "So, can you help me understand what's going on?" I ask. "Over the last few months, it's been harder and harder for me to concentrate," she begins. Her face remains expressionless. Her eyes don't meet mine. I wonder if she is ignoring me or perhaps hallucinating, but she replies to my questions politely and quickly. Perhaps she is depressed or simply shy. She doesn't seem autistic. She sleeps more and has lost interest in doing essentially everything. Instead, she lies in bed all day. She broke up with her boyfriend, whom she tells me she previously loved, because, well, I was no longer interested. "Do you ever hear or see things that may not be there? Hear voices or see shadows?" I ask. I remind myself to find a better way to ask if someone is hallucinating. "Oh, no," she says politely, with a reserved shake of her head. I move on to my standard series of screening questions for schizophrenia, depression, mania, OCD, trauma, and suicide, bits I've memorized from the DSM-5's diagnostic criteria. As we speak, I keep a mental tally of whether what she's telling me fits into one of these diagnostic bins. It doesn't. She doesn't use drugs, has no family history of mental illness, has always done well in school. I shine a light in Irene's eyes to make sure her pupils constrict, first the left side, then the right. I ask Irene to follow my finger with her eyes as I trace an H in front of her head and check that the muscles in her face can smile, frown, bare her teeth, squint, and so on. I test the strength, sensation, and reflexes in her arms and legs. I listen to her heart, lungs, and belly. Nothing seems amiss. Her blood pressure, heart rate, and electrocardiogram are equally normal. Throughout our conversation, Irene is more than calm and cooperative. She is graceful. We return to speak with Irene's mother, who tells me that, for the last year or two, Irene has been having psychosis episodes. Each episode, her mother describes with consternation, lasts 2 to 3 weeks. The episodes begin and end without rhyme or reason. During these times, she doesn't sleep, but rather just lies in bed, has a warped sense of time, barely eats, and has full conversations with herself that can last an hour. The mother suggests that Irene laughs inappropriately when no one's around or nothing seems funny. "I do not, Mom," Irene protests, breaking character by leaning forward over her legs with an unrestrained giggle. We fall silent. Her giggle is out of place during a psychiatric hospital admission. Her mother describes Irene's shifting online obsessions. Spotify. Irene felt Spotify was creating playlists to send her messages. Astrology. Irene's IP address was blocked from an astrology website for clicking too many pages per hour. And Urban Dictionary. She spends all day reading street slang, looking for secret messages in the definitions. Throughout our conversations, I'm carefully observing Irene, how she sits, whether she moves or taps her foot, where she looks. I consider the types of words she uses and whether her ideas flow one to another. I notice how her facial expression and voice parallel our conversational topic. Is she sad when we speak about something sad? These all factor into my mental status exam. I return to my workroom and, with the help of my electronic medical records template, enter my mental status exam for Irene.